know, more powerful than you imagine. Or Darth Vader walks in to Governor Tarkin and says, he is here. Obi-Wan Kenobi, surely he must be dead. And of course, then they learn that he's there, and he goes, if this is true, he must not be allowed to escape. Darth Vader says, escape is not his plan. I must face him alone. But to the New World Order, Darth Vader is Trump. I mean, they are crapping their britches. And everybody's celebrating and feels all this good stuff. The New World Order ain't going to give up. Daniel Esslin, continuing on, you got cut off by the break. This is just epic history. This is truth, stranger than fiction. This is just an incredible time to be alive. What would you advise Trump to do right now? What are the blind spots? They're going to try to kill him again. What happens if they do kill him?
I think the general strategy needs to be understood. I don't know what the strategy is, but this is how I see the game being played out. I see two scenarios. If you're the deep state, and so Trump has to react to that, delaying the start of the Civil War or moving it forward as quickly as possible. And I think that the scenario of delaying the Civil War will win out. And this will be a bad situation for the United States. The deep state, as you said, is now in a panic mode. And so this is a political panic because they lose the elections, you know? And everybody's saying, God is on our side. That was God who saved Trump. And okay, this clamor is right. And this is very important. Maybe Europeans don't understand this. But for the Protestant ethic in the United States, God is on our side is very important. And this is how I see the events playing out. Trump wins the election. And you have this enormous pressure being put on him as the winner, that, you know, to be generous and forgive everyone for their past sins. If I were the deep state, I would make very big concessions, okay, on the main thing, which is one of the key policy decisions for Trump, a reindustrialization of the United States and the weakening of the U.S. ties with international organizations, okay? But for this, the deep state must change its ideology. And it's quite possible that, again, these steps will lead to a political crisis in California and some other southern states, okay? There's already talk about the collapse of the United States, and this is another possible scenario for civil war that the people with Trump, Trump's cabinet, Trump decision makers, they need to understand. I repeat, a civil war, Alex, is a positive outcome for the United States, and it is extremely necessary for the United States if it wants to move forward. Why do I say this? Because the country needs, actually it must solve its internal contradictions before it can heal itself. I'm not saying I want death to America. I'm not saying I want Americans killing themselves. But what I'm saying is America right now, okay, is metastasis. You have cancer. For the body to rid itself of the cancer, you need to go in and cut. The only way that these two extremes, because the America is today, okay, two societies who hate each other. The only way that this can be solved and resolved is an armed conflict. That is the only way. Now, had this happened back in 2020, when the elections were stolen, then the United States would have come out at the end of 2021, maybe beginning of 2022, okay, much saner, much better, much healthier, still the world's leader, and all the things we're seeing globally right now would have been avoided. It didn't do it. That was a lost opportunity, okay? Now, I want to remind you of something else. Immediately after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, the Democrats, they began accusing Trump of organizing this PR campaign and staging the event. But the very fact that among Trump supporters, one Italian-American was killed, you know, defending his family or protecting his family from them being killed, and two other people were seriously injured, shows that this
Corey
is not
Comportator, I believe is how you say his name. Yeah. No. These were real. You can't fake something like
this
that.
This full-fledged assassination attempt, an attempt to assassinate a former U.S. president and current U.S. presidential candidate. And when you ask the banal question again, who benefits, you come to the same conclusion. Democrats, in the tradition of the United States of America, have gone to great lengths in the past to stop a politician they don't like. Now, Trump miraculously survived. The shooter missed. But again, a question as I asked earlier, can we expect another assassination attempt? Absolutely. So Trump has to be very, very clear about what he's going to do, how he's going to reindustrialize America. Okay? The relationship with the
people. Hold on, Daniel. Got to take a one-minute break to join some stations. Let's finish up on this. You're absolutely on target. I want to talk about this when we come back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Trump's Obi-Wan Kenobi moment, but he survived. The deep state is in total disarray. They're going to try to kill him again. Daniel Lessen is going to speak about this in a moment. Then Scott Bennett, former Army intel officer, a really smart patriot, joins us. But here's the famous Star Wars clip.
For you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil,
Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
You should not have come back.
Ben?
Truth is stranger than fiction. And we are now living in the time of the enemy attack on America. And you look back on this and wish you were involved in the Second American Revolution to save the world, stop World War III. You got interrupted by the break. Daniel Estlin, best-selling author, expert on the New World Order, the incredible connections around the world you were getting into. Their only move left is to try to kill Trump. That, of course, will backfire as well. While I play the Obi-Wan Kenobi clip from Star Wars Episode 4. But what can we do to get in the deep state's face nonviolently to let them know that no trajectory they're on will give them victory? Is it possible to not have the civil war and to get them to surrender?
I don't think so, Alex. I don't think so. I think we're beyond that phase. Again, we clearly understand that this was a conspiracy against Trump. Okay, and the forces opposing him, they understand the risks of conducting an investigation of the 2020 elections and 4 years of Biden's rule. And they perceive this as a complete collapse of not only their careers, also their imprisonment. Remember in 2016, Trump said about Hillary Clinton, you're going to be in prison, and perhaps even their own death. And so the game today, again, Alex, is for keeps, and the stakes are too high. And now Trump's security will be strengthened. And you're going to have professionals who are going to be brought in. They had a chance to kill him. They failed. And a second attempt is possible, but unlikely. Because for the organizers of such an attempt, the risks of being discovered are just way too high. And so, going back, in the United States, the assassination of the Kennedy brothers and also the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, they follow the same pattern. The shooter given the opportunity to shoot, and then once the job is done, the shooter is killed. Well, that's how conspiracies work. Later, it turns out that the shooter was a madman, had his own crazy motives for wanting Trump dead. And so this carefully crafted conspiracy makes sure that any possible clues as to the motive, they die with the shooter. Who knows, the media will tell you. Maybe even Putin was behind this. Remember, Putin, or maybe Castro, maybe Maduro, or maybe who knows who, Jedis, maybe the intergalactic Jedis or Darth Vader himself. Because the world is full of crazy people. But the key takeaway from any conspiracy, Alex, is that the government know the deep state is involved. The conditions were created for this lone killer to appear. And the guards, they created the conditions for him to make the killing shots. Not one, not two, not three, not four. We're talking about 5 shots were fired. And of course, the rest is history. The presidential candidate is dead. The shooter is taken out. End of story. And after this unsuccessful assassination attempt, the deep state, because there's little time before the elections, it's impossible to make a second attempt. They will try. Yes, they will. Okay? And if it is, you'll have mass protests in America. You can always try to falsify the election results. Well, they've tried that tack back in 2020. I don't see it working very well this time around. And so a few days, remind you, before the assassination attempt, it was said that the decision was made to replace Biden with Kamala Harris. And in this case, if Trump were dead, then Harris would most likely defeat any other Republican candidate. What do I see right now, Alex? Now, I'm going to say it on your program for the first time. Okay? They tried killing Trump. It didn't work. They need to get rid of Biden. They can because he won't leave. He won't leave because he wants to protect his son and Biden's wife, whatever the hell her name is, because she doesn't want to lose her first lady privileges. Okay, so they're going to milk the Biden cow until, the cows come home. But the people who run the Democratic Party, they don't want Biden there. They understand he can't win. They need to bring someone else. What am I trying to say? Okay, I'm not suggesting it. The CIA, the NSA, all the agencies are watching it right now. I'm not suggesting it. I'm saying it as an analyst, that there's a likely possibility that the deep state will take advantage of the fact there was an attempt made on Trump's life, and they will try to kill Joe Biden. And they're going to say, "Wow, some crazy guy from the Republican Party. He was incensed by the fact that somebody wanted to kill their Donald Trump. He went out and tried to kill Joe Biden, and he succeeded." Absolutely, I see this as feasible. They need to write off somehow Joe Biden. They need to write
off. I 100% agree. I believe they were successful killing Trump. They already have a shooter ready to kill Biden. And then blame Republicans and try to neutralize and say, okay, it's all fair. Both are dead. Well, that's what I've been saying. Daniel, your analysis.
One way to divide the country in two. It's us against them mentality. Divide, 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 divide. It's the devil dividing. The devil divides. And the idea is that you can't win the election. Okay. You get the two sides to hate each other so much. Okay. Because the Republicans are going to come out and vote. The Democrats are saying, we can't really vote for this guy. But if this guy's killed...
No, I totally agree. So let me ask you this. It's the next move. So let me ask this in closing. Biden, and I've shown the video, we should play it again after you leave, in his address Saturday, or was it Sunday, the arrogance was gone. He looked like he was deflated. He looked scared. I think he's smart enough to know the deep state's going to kill him next.
I don't think he's smart enough to know because I can't remember what happened 5 minutes ago. As Trump said in the debate, let me ask you this.
I watch body language. I've been looking at him for 30 plus years and hate his guts and know him very well. But he looked defeated and absolutely scared. I'm sure you saw the video. What did you make of that?
Well, it probably all depends on how many pills they gave him, 5 minutes before that. Okay. I don't think he's there. He doesn't understand. I mean, he has dementia. The guy should not be a president of anything. Okay, I don't think he looked scared, but I'm not sure if he looked scared because he understood, the gravity of the situation or because he didn't get enough pills to actually be, in decent enough shape to actually function or have function. I don't know. Okay, but Trump handled, again, his assassination attempt perfectly. And his numbers went through the roof. What are we looking at, 65, 70%? They're saying 58, but you can add another 10 points easily. They're saying exactly. Biden 42.
Well, I know Trump well, and I know people that know him well. I know people that know Trump well. He thrives in attacks and pressure. And that's when you see that he's the real deal. Daniel, how do people find your best-selling books?
Before we go, I just opened up my new English language YouTube channel. Okay, a lot of people have been asking. We've had our Spanish channel. Now this is the time to join the forces and have the English language channel so that the English language patriots in America and the rest of the world can actually listen to what I'm talking about in English. Can you flash that, if possible, so people can actually see
my... And we'll have you back to talk about it. Well, what's the URL?
It's a good question.
What's the name of the channel? Just Daniel Estulin English.
Daniel Estulin English Official. Hang on. If you give me 1 second, I'm going to put it up so people can actually see it. I thought I send it to you. Here it is. So this is what it looks like. Okay. This Daniel Estulin Official. This is the English language channel, Daniel Estulin Official.
In right, English, and people should follow you. They should follow you on X too. It's incredible work. Give us you have several X accounts. What's the best X account?
The best one is Estulin VZ. Estulin at Estulin VZ. This is my Twitter account or whatever they call it right now. And again, Daniel Estulin Official YouTube channel in English. We're having 2 fresh videos every single week. We got to do this right. You know, again, this is it, Alex. This is it. Okay, the deep state is a lot of trouble. We got to make sure they lose. Yes,
I agree. Yeah? We love you. This is my. We love you. We love you, Daniel. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right. Thank you. All right. We're giving you the best analysis out there. And I don't say that because I want to be number one. Being number one in this means you're under attack like Trump or Elon Musk or myself or Tucker. We're the front line. But without you, we can do nothing. So I got to 2 clips. I have like 9 of them. And maybe after Scott Bennett leaves us, maybe I'll just take all the time the next hour after he goes and I'll play the clips. But we have all these famous snipers, famous team leaders, you know, saying, no, they stood down 26 minutes. They let him in. They did it. This is an inside job. We have a congressman, Representative Corey Mills, going on CNN. They almost cut his feed, saying, no, this is an inside job. They tried to kill him. That is critical to spotlight the enemy so the public understands we're in a hot coup right now. You have to admit you're under attack in a war. You have to know who's attacking you if you're going to beat them. So who's the enemy? Why are they attacking? What's their plan? What's their goal? What's their weaknesses? How do we stop them? All right? And we can turn this around like Bukele, who Kelly has done in El Salvador, like that. We have unlimited industry still and farming and jobs and capacity. The system knows how to grow men and women. We know how to have children. We know how to win. We know how to dominate. We know how to build. We can do anything. We don't have these damn parasites that are threatened by free society, because free society is so robust and so wild and so laissez-faire, you can't control it if you're a technocrat that wants to play God and wants to get all the live essential technology and use the public as guinea pigs. So they look at me and Trump that are like pro-human and want to just continue on with men and women and children and a great life. They won't control that. They look at us as like weird. Like, you want to get in power and free people? Yeah, that's what we do. We're not jerks because we're empowered. We're strong, strong, strong. Like you saw from Trump, we're strong. You look at Mayorkas and you look at Merrick Garland and you look at the CIA director and the Carnegie Foundation and Bill Gates. They're not strong. They got chips on their shoulders. They want to run everything. They want to run your body. They want to hurt you. They want war. They want to take over every country. And it's time to stop these people dead in their tracks. But you've got to admit you're under attack. You've got to admit what's going on. You've got to stand against it. And you've got to support those like President Trump. He raised $500, $600 million after he got convicted. He should raise $5 billion. We need money to fight the New World Order. And InfoWars, literally on empty, need your support. Get the T-shirt, the bulletproof Trump shirt. Got the new shirt up there as well that says Never Surrender, the same shirt, but Never Surrender on it. That is at InfoWarsStore.com. It's historic. It's being printed right now. I need your support. I need you to go there, go to the site, get X2, get X3, the great things for your body. I need you to get the water filtration, the best systems, the highest ratings, the lowest prices. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. or call toll free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We will stay on air, but we've got to have your support. Separately, our great sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, all the nano silver products, all the great organic toothpaste without the fluoride, with the iodine, with the nano silver, with the tea tree, with the peppermint, all there. Go there. The Rocket Rest, the Kaba Chill, the Top Brain Nootropic, so many other great products. Support us at drjonesnaturals.com. It takes money, not just will and capacity, but money to give us the capacity to win these wars. drjonesnaturals.com. I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage those either never supported but have spread the word and prayed for us. Great, I thank you. But if you want great products to support us at the same time, we should be completely flush with money. And we're not, because, you know, it's a popular show. People know I'm right about a lot of stuff. But it's kind of like, yeah, a little alarmist. No, I don't exaggerate one percentage point. Most of the time, it's worse than I'm telling you. But if you admit the problem, it's like you're not doing anything wrong. You walk out of the parking lot, some dude punches you in the face. You can sit there and roll around the ground and get in a fetal position, or you can say, you know what, you just knocked me upside the head. I'm about to beat the living hell out of you. And just make the decision. You're going down. I'm putting your head in the concrete, and you're about to pay. And I'm talking about violence right now, because that's the weak place. That's where they want to go. I'm saying informationally, financially, it's time to open a can of whoop-ass. Infowarsstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Support all our guests. Support the crew. Support the operation. History's happening now. I won't back down. I'll never sell out. I won't give up, but I could, like an old horse that hadn't been taken care of, collapse and die on the street. I need your support now. drjonesnaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Scott Bennett is our guest. We'll go some into the next hour. He happened to be in California while we were here, and I found out he was here, so I wanted to ask Scott Bennett to be with us today. We're out here in Northern California to cover Bohemian Grove. We're sitting out in this beautiful garden right here. And he is here sitting across the table from me right now. And so Scott Bennett joins us, and he can give you his website and how you contact him and, you know, all the things that are Scott Bennett. But he's also a famous whistleblower that was vindicated. He's traveled to the front lines in the war with NATO and covered that in the last few months, and been on international television everywhere, giving his take and his analysis on the situation. I know you've been sitting there now for 2 hours writing copious notes, and really the enemy battle plan, the 7 strike points. You may have added more about what we're facing, but just first off, great to have you here. And how would you define this moment? I've known you for years, and you've always been competent and confident, but you seem really effervescent right now. You say you smell and sense victory.
Absolutely, Alex. This is the moment when Rambo said, "They drew first blood, not me. They drew first blood, not me." That's what Trump is feeling. That's what the American people are meditating on, standing up and ready to go to war for President Trump, for our country. War informationally, politically, not in any kinetic or dangerous or crazy way, but the American people have said they drew first blood. They harmed the president. What they did to him, they did to all of us. So I think you also have a lot of Democrats that are rising up with that same feeling. So we have 65% of the American country, maybe 70, maybe more, that are rising up saying, no more. No more of this vitriol.
And so we've totally turned the tide. I'm going to give you the floor now. You're going to be hosting here for the next 15 minutes, because we had some audio technical issues. We're going to work on that while you speak. But the tide has totally turned, but we have to now take the initiative. How do we take that initiative, and how does the enemy strike back? And go through your points.
Well, I see the Democrat enemy doing the following 7 steps. I see the Democrats planting a saboteur into the Trump camp, the Republican camp, and that saboteur then assassinating Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris being assassinated inflames the female black community. They will then move Gavin Newsom into Kamala Harris's position. And then they may assassinate Joe Biden, a double assassination with a Trump saboteur, claiming it's been done out of a vendetta, vigilanteism. And then as the Manchurian candidate dead body of Biden is held in Gavin Newsom's arms, they may then assassinate Donald Trump. And in that scenario, you've got the ping pong going back and forth, in which they can claim a national emergency. Gavin Newsom is at that point the president. This would happen within the next month, before people are back from the summer vacation, and the elections could be suspended. You could have martial law. You could have, also simultaneous with that, attacks within the U.S. homeland, either a nuclear event, dirty bomb, power outage, in which they blame Russia, of course, or Iran or China. And this sets up the perfect scenario for suspension. So they may do all of these 7 points, but I suspect it's going to be a time of great tumult. So we'll see what happens.
Keep going here.
So I do think we're on the attack, and this is the time, as President Trump said, fight, fight, fight. You know, from your football days, I think that means blitz, blitz, blitz. And what fight, fight, fight means, and Donald Trump should say at the podiums, is I want every soccer mom to fight, fight, fight by going into your school boards and railing with a passionate rhetoric like you've never had before. I want every pastor in every church around America to fight, 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 to rise up and stop teaching beta males milk toast how to be soft and spongy, and teach your flocks how to be warriors, how to be men of arms, as the Patriots were, the Minutemen were. And every pastor, fight, fight, fight by being the conscience of your community, saying we're not going to tolerate transgenderism or castrating our children in the schools or communities anymore. And also fight, fight, fight means every government worker become a whistleblower. Every government worker in the Department of Justice, the CIA, Homeland Security, State Department, the Department of Justice, the Secret Service, every government worker in these agencies, fight, fight, fight by being a whistleblower. Be a hound and start looking for emails or communications or meetings or any documents that intimate treason or seditious conspiracy against the president. And go to Congress, fight, fight, fight. Every congressman, this is your moment to stand up and show you're on the side of the Constitution and America. We don't do assassinations. We conservative Republican people do not do what the Democrat lunatics do. That's what differentiates us. So the fight, fight, fight is a slogan now for soccer moms, for pastors, for people working in the government, for military men. If they're giving you orders to do things that are unconstitutional, like dropping bombs on Belgorod or Sherebinka or kill children or drop grenades on children in playgrounds, you need to come forth and report this. So how you fight it is by getting your good people in the agencies to stand up and be whistleblowers and convince people who have been on the middle of the road to join our side and to fight, fight, fight. So I think the momentum is behind us, and Trump also needs to prepare his Martin Luther King speech and say, I may not be with you. As George Washington said, my eyes have been sorely tired from my service to the country. Well, Trump could say, my ears have been sore from my service to the country when they shot a bullet at me. And they may try again, and I may not be with you next week. So here are your orders, American moms and dads and young people ages 12 to 20.
Let me stop you. This is so powerful. I want you to start over, because Washington said that. Martin Luther King said, I may not be there with you on the mountain. Exactly. That's the total victory. He needs to expose they're behind it and then say, here are the marching orders regardless. And then they're in checkmate.
You know, when you look at the world where there's inflationary pressures and political chaos and geopolitical conflict and unsustainable debt and wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff.
We had a talk this week and you said, I'll do it, because at the end of the day, we've got to warn people. But I get it. I'm the same. I'm a man. And a man doesn't talk about other people and how bad they are. He shows how good he is. But sometimes a man has got to also point out, like, they create nautical charts of there's a reef here, there's a sunken ship here. We've got to create charts for people so they know where the hazards are.
You want to protect people, and that's what.
Well, yeah, we don't go looking to whistleblow. We don't go looking, but when clear and present crime is being committed, we will become accomplices if we don't expose it.
You know, part of why we exist as a firm is to protect people from the imbalances that the government is causing because of inflation and higher interest rates. You know, we want to get people in the right place at the right time. Just because gold and silver are great investments right now doesn't mean that all gold and silver are good investments. There's rare coins and semi-rare coins that people overpay for. And I got to looking, and when you look at the CFTC, there's
no, but you called it on the show 2 months ago. You said they're about to bust these groups, but you're like, I don't be a troublemaker. Just wait for it, Alex. And then it's happened now. So
the CFTC and 30 states. So the regulators in 30 states are charging a Los Angeles precious metals dealer an ongoing $185 million fraud. What is the fraud? What are they doing? They're targeting the elderly with overpriced stuff. Right. So over 300% over spot price. It's like, what in the world? Triple spot price? Are you joking? This is very common in the industry that people will kind of fall for a song and dance, fancy story. Ooh, let's get this rare coin. Let's get this historical coin because it's non-confiscatable and it's dealer non-reportable and you don't have to report it on taxes, wink, wink, right? And this is where these are all lies. Ultimately, if the government wanted to confiscate something, they will confiscate it. It doesn't matter what it is, right? Now, number two, you always have to report your taxes. Always. If you don't, you're going to be jailbait. You'll go into some kind of IRS tax court, right? So gold and silver are an investment like any other investment in the sense of there's no escaping some of those things. But what's great about it is that they are private, right? That they are in the right place at the right time because of where we are globally and the imbalances in the markets with rising interest rates, rising inflation. Gold and silver just do really, really well right now.
People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer. You know you're getting wholesale price of silver and gold from a reputable, top-rated company that funds the InfoWar and isn't a wimp. You need to get gold and silver, but you need to get it from a good source. Go to KEPM.com/gold.
Viene una tormenta.
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Everything we're saying here in the last 2.5 hours has been 3 hours. It's been deadly important. But Scott Bennett is on fire. And for all the ex-listeners who are like, why do you have breaks from time to hour? We're on 300-plus radio stations. It's how when they took me off the internet 5 years ago, we survived, was the 300-plus radio stations, okay? We have even more now. We don't put the list out because they harass them and terrorize them. We're on some of the biggest stations in the country. 50,000 waters and things. But a lot of them are 1,000 waters. They're great. They reach small towns. Every one of them's precious. Every mine is precious. Scott, I know a lot of smart people, and we have on people that are right. My job's easy. Who's right most of the time? Who's got the best batting average? That's his own show. And he just laid out the enemy battle plan during the break. It was incredible. He laid out what we should do, and he laid out why Trump's got to give marching orders no matter what they do to him, because these are things that will then make them give up because they'll understand the power of the directives he gives if he is then killed. And he was saying we've all got to give this speech because I'm not trying to write myself into the story. I've said this 100 times the last couple months. They kill Trump, they're coming after me, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, Elon Musk is even above us on that list because they know who's chosen humanity, who won't sell out, who wants prosperity, who wants to stop World War III. So, Scott, go back to what you were just saying and repeat what you were saying before you got cut off and then go into what else you said off air.
Well, Donald Trump, because of their assassination attempt against him and because of the revelation that Secret Service was involved in a seditious conspiracy and treason against the president, no doubt, and I think that'll come out with Jim Jordan and the other investigators that'll jump on this, the American people are seeing the corruption that they've suspected from their government agencies, who've been populated by the Obama workers and the Obama appointees for over a decade. So Trump has an opportunity now when he ascends the stage and speaks at every podium to say, this has been a turning moment for me. This has been a moment of wisdom and a moment of reflection when a bullet whizzes by your ear. And the pain of being bloodied and scarred and hurt and traumatized. But I continue on. But they may try it again. But let me say, if they try it again, you know, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I don't fear death. I am serving the American people. I'm serving the Constitution. I took an oath to support the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we're facing domestic enemies. So if they do take me down, ladies and gentlemen of America, continue to fight, 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 and repeat those words. Every soccer mom, go to your town councils, go to your mayors, go to your sheriffs. Go to your school boards and fight for integrity and traditional values. Fight for your children. Every government worker, CIA, Homeland Security, Department of Justice, you fight, fight, fight by discovering the plots and the plans and the corruption that these agencies have done from Obama and now Biden. And you in the American military, you fight unjust laws.
And explain it. You're not going to get orders from headquarters. You go to the sound of the guns, as George Washington said. Go back to George Washington. Back to Martin Luther King and elaborate what you said during the break, because there's not some dotted line you go sign up for. The war is all around you. The war is here in America now. Everybody has to sign up to the Republic now, 1776. Nobody was directing me. Nobody was telling me what to do 30 years ago. I saw the threat. I engaged. I had no idea we'd be this successful. But I know you're just like me. I bet on you. We're going to win this, but you have to activate. People are ready. They're being activated. But now we've got to use this adrenaline push to go into the full information warfare assault. How do we do that?
Everybody is now standing at attention. Everybody with the sound of that thunder crack bullet is fully alert and engaged and adrenalized. And for the next week or so, they need to apply that by enlisting in the information war, in the American Minutemen Patriots, and everyone becomes a whistleblower, a letter writer, a FOIA request person. That means every American needs to, besides praying for Donald Trump, getting involved with firing off letters and emails to all of these agencies.
Because you're a famous whistleblower that changed a whole lot of stuff and exposed government corruption. They don't understand how that puts pressure on the enemy and lets them, more than just a phone call or an email or a protest, they feel it. So you're explaining something here.
It is a asymmetric warfare approach. It is from different directions at different times. The Congress can do this by flooding these agencies with demands and FOIA requests. The public can flood these agencies with FOIA requests and demands, and they have to respond to them. And suddenly, their people are overwhelmed, and they don't have the people to engage in future assassinations.
I want to get back to that. Something else you said during the break is, I said, the false flag's imminent. You said probably this week. They need to change the subject. I believe they hit with a false flag this week. You're saying Kamala and Biden being killed or massive terror attacks blamed on Trump. We have to disavow that now and get ahead of it. Explain, that's the enemy next move.
Trump needs to get ahead of every bad action, every sabotage operation, every act of treason that the deep state and these Democrats and these lunatic globalists are going to do. And he needs to say again, like Martin Luther King said, I may not be with you on the mountaintop. And as George Washington said, my eyes are hard to see because of my service to the country. Trump can say, my ears are sore from my service to the country and the bullets they fired at me. But I'll tell you this, ladies and gentlemen of America, if I'm not with you, America continues with you, standing up for your freedoms. So he's giving the marching orders to Americans, and he needs to say, listen, they've tried to kill me, and they may try and kill the economy. They may try and crash the economy. They may set off a false flag, blowing up a building, blowing up a power grid in the Midwest and blame it on Russia to try and initiate a draft of every Hispanic.
Well, they pre-programmed that. They said, I saw pre-programming a year ago, and then FBI this year said, Russia with Trump supporters is going to knock the power grid out. That's preposterous, but they've already pre-programmed it.
I've been in Russia. I've been in Belgrade, Sherbinka, the Donbass. The Russian people love President Trump. They love the American people. They're not an enemy of the American people. And the government under Biden and these deep state military industrial complex that get rich from war, they want to try and make Russia an enemy. Russia's not falling into that trap. Russia has no animosity against the American people or President Trump. I was there. And what I was also seeing were drones and missiles fired by the Obama administration at my hotel and blowing up apartment complexes in my hotel. And I prepared a military whistleblowing report on war crimes and crimes against humanity of what the Biden administration was doing in Belgrade. That is another weapon that will be deployed through Congress to show what Biden is doing and his minions are acts of terrorism.
Even the New York Times of 3 weeks ago admits that Ukraine is conducting NATO-directed war crimes. What does that signify?
It is a crime. It is also justification for President Trump to say, enough. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization was created for defense against communism in the USSR, which does not exist.
Why would the New York Times come out and admit Biden smuggling children? And why would they come out and admit war crimes? They're covering their ass.
They're covering their ass. They're setting themselves up for Biden to be eliminated and exchanged and replaced with Gavin Newsom or Megan Whitmer or Michael Yvonne Robinson, a.k.a. Michelle Obama, or both. They are preparing for a transition, and Trump, again, needs to get ahead of all of this by saying they are so desperate, they are going to try and sabotage the American economy, they're going to try and trigger a war. They're going to try and trigger a draft of every immigrant of military age that they brought into this country to turn their guns against the American people, to say under Gavin Newsom, well, they've killed Kamala Harris and then they killed Biden. And now we have to arrest all these Trump supporters like January 6th. That's their plan, but it's going to fail because the American public are aware of the corruption and the lies. They're now aware of the madness and the death that they are trying to put forth by their assassination attempt against Trump. And I think every single mother, every single retiree, every single postal worker, every single government worker, every single enlisted man, every single officer who has a conscience and a heart and loves the Constitution and their heritage that their parents gave them and their future that they want for their children – all of that depends on them enlisting right here and now and getting into the fight by going into their local towns and communities and own your town, own your county. Don't worry about what happens in other counties, but you set up your Info Warrior Operations Group, your Special Forces group in your county, and you own the school board. You own the mayor's office. You own the councilman's office. You own the sheriff. You own the pastors. You own every church. And you go in and you set up your county as a special operations group that is not going to surrender America to an assassinated police tyranny state.
And I want to elaborate on that. This is how real wars are won. Back when America was a pure evil and we sent the special forces to mobilize the general population. You don't have to do big, giant, great things because there's millions of you. You do little things that are bigger than you know. You speak out of city council, county commissions, school boards, you run for office, you do foyers, you expose, you demonstrate, you donate, you support. When you're sharing our articles and videos, and when you're re-uploading them, might get 1,000 views, might get 1,000,000 views. It changes the world. When I was taken off the air the last 6 years, you still fought. We still reached tens of millions a day, and the enemy pulled their hair out. And literally, I have the CIA and the Southern Poverty Law Center, and I'm not that important, so I won't spend the time. They infiltrated us twice. We caught them. They jacked into the security systems, tried to catch us doing something bad. They didn't get it. They death threatened my family. They harassed us at levels you wouldn't even believe. My parents are like, we don't care. We want you to fight even harder. My parents are nice, calm people, but they're completely activated. And that's why I knew the enemy was coming for everybody, folks, because they're coming after us so hard. These are cowards. These are scum. These are villains, Mayorkas and Merrick Garland and Jack Smith, and everything's turning against them, and they're screwed. So people have to know the nuke goes off, or half the country loses its power, or they claim Russia fires a missile into Paris or into Kiev or into Krakow, that you better know that it's the new world order. And that's why I'm so heartened 3.5 days into this, to see all these congressmen and famous military veterans and sniper experts saying, no, they stood down. It was a setup. And you go in inside the main police building, which is where the shooter was on top. That's where they had their headquarters. They brought him in. They brought him up. The advance team, the whole thing was planned. And the kid had second thoughts. He's up there 26 minutes. He aims the rangefinder at Trump, and he's about to kill the president. He chokes up. He isn't ready to do it. And everybody's pointing at him. Everybody's looking at him, and he's up there, and people are running. I thought it was 2 minutes because that was the clips I had. For 2 minutes, people going, he's up there, and the police run from him. And now we know it's 26 minutes, folks. This thing faltered. The engine conked out. He finally got down and made the shots. Trump moved. They didn't get him because God's hand is on this. And they are in desperation you can't even imagine right now. And they know that everything's being reshuffled. They know Brennan and Clapper, no matter what they do, all their cases, all their systems fail. Everything blows up in their face. Everything's turning to crap. And so what are they going to do? What are they going to do? That's the issue. They'll hit Trump's airplane. You can wake up tomorrow and hear Trump's airplane crashed. And we need to pray that doesn't happen. But we also need Trump to put out, like you said, the Martin Luther King emergency message so that he even has more power with the manifesto and the directives he gives before they do it. And Trump believes in destiny. He believes God's on his hand. I have never talked about this because it's private. I was asked to not give this information out. And so in fairness, I will not give out the names. But I know very famous pastors in New York, in Florida, and in other states that have known Trump for about, some of them 20 years, most of them about 10, 15. And Trump will quietly invite them to Mar-a-Lago. He'll quietly invite them when he's in New York. He'll quietly call them on the phone, and he will say, will you pray for me, and can we pray? And Trump, God, is a guy that believes in God, but he's not a Bible thumper that does it out in front and tells you how great he is. He knows he's not perfect. But literally, Trump says, listen, and he's told preachers this. He says, I love energy, and I love God. I know God's real. Because he goes, I go to a great rock concert, and I feel great energy. And I go speak to a crowd of Republicans, and I feel great energy. And he's told me this, by the way, personally. But he said, when I get with these evangelical Christians and they lay their hands on me, I just feel invincible and I know God's real. And so Trump is really almost every day secretly on the telephone, or he asks these preachers to fly there to his office and to pray with him. And he doesn't tell you that, though, because he doesn't want to look like he's being a fake Christian. But this is the deal. And after what he's been through, Trump is 100% with God right now. You saw that. Scott?
Let every American who watches this broadcast in InfoWars raise their hand to God and say, protect Donald Trump. God, in Jesus' name, protect Donald Trump. Send his angels to keep him in all his ways. Shield him. No weapon shall formed against him shall prosper. Every American who watches this broadcast, pray that prayer that God protects Donald Trump. And it will happen. God hears our prayers. This is a pivot point. God is bringing America back to the light. He is awakening the sleeping giant. The greatest force we have on earth are the American people. And the American people at this point can write letters and FOIA requests saying, we want to know, you know, I'm Mrs. Smith, I'm a retiree, I want to know everything that's been said between the CIA and Kamala Harris about exchanging her for the vice president. I want to know everything that's ever been said between the FBI and the Biden White House about possible assassinations of Biden. What are they planning? I want every American to write letters to these agencies, to Congress, exposing their plots by demanding any and all information. Freedom of Information Act compels the government agencies to spend their time going through their records and searching for anything that the FOIA requests.
So bare minimum, it ties them down.
Ties them down.
Well, so we have to be a little overwhelmed here. So expanding on this, back to Trump, what should he be saying? What should he be doing, Scott Bennett, Army and Intel officer?
He should write an op-ed letter and publish it in the Washington Times and the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times that says, my fellow Americans, they've tried to kill me. They may try again and I may not be with you, but let me say this on paper and in writing. If I don't go with you to the promised land where America is resurrected and our greatness that John F. Kennedy saw and Ronald Reagan saw and George Washington saw, if I'm not here to see that, you will see it by taking these actions. Demand accountability. Write FOIA requests. Communicate with your members of Congress. Step up and fight.
Just repeat George Washington or Gandhi or Martin Luther King Jr. That's what Moses did.
Yes.
All repeats.
Yes. Moses called the Israelites out of the slavery and subjection under Pharaoh. Donald Trump is calling the American people out of the slavery and the oppression that the Biden administration and these godless, atheist, transgender, climate change, cricket-eating lunatics are trying to put them under. They've been trying to oppress the American people and poison them with vaccines. Donald Trump has heard their prayers and is calling them out. But he may be taken out, but the American people must continue their march out of the slavery of the Democrat globalist superstate to the promised land, which is a renewed America, an America that reflects the 1950s and 60s and traditional values that we had taken for granted back then. We can go back to that time by moving ahead with those same values. We can go back to 1985 with the prosperity and joy that Ronald Reagan inspired. He awoke people out of that malaise. Donald Trump is waking people out of the same malaise.
1985 2.0.
Yes.
Because people think, like, go back. No, America was the future. The Bill of Rights, Constitution, the future. All of that, the future. We go back to the future.
Yeah.
And we have to bring the future back. So, but let's war game the enemy. I believe by watching how quiet they are and what they're doing, they haven't made a decision yet. But in the next day or so, they will put an operations into play. And I so we need to get ahead of that. And the good news is people are saying it's an assassination. Deep State did it. That's now mainline. Congress is saying it. We're not getting in an argument with them about it. We know they did it. They took away the security. Bare minimum, they're all guilty. We need to push for an immediate impeachment of Mayorkas now. Now we'll have the votes. We need not just congressional hearings. We need to start the impeachment, you know, of Joe Biden as a trial to show all of this to the whole public. I mean, I want Congress to go on the warpath. And they've got days, not weeks.
This is the time where the Democrats are planning to put saboteurs into the Trump camp, the Republican camp. And they're planning on things, like you said earlier, driving a truck into the CNN building or ABC or MSNBC and blowing it up like they did, you know, the Oklahoma thing. They're planning on hitting the media. They're planning on hitting Kamala Harris. She's a nut job, so they're not going to keep her. They're planning on getting rid of Biden, and they're going to do it through assassinations because that generates the martyrs card, and it generates a women voter, black voter theory against them. How you get ahead of that plan is by making it transparent, putting it up for everybody to see. Like you said earlier, the spotlight. Turn this spotlight on and shine it on their potential plans. Congress should be saying, and Jim Jordan should be saying, are the Democrats planning an assassination against their own people to try and blame it on Trump? What are they doing? Where are they going to do? Who are they going to hit? Are you going to hit Kamala Harris?
They expect us not to say the real thing, right? And that's their only power that they have left. So I only have a tiny crew now. They got rid of most of our crew in the last couple of years of warfare. But what you just said needs to get 10 million views. Everything in this interview, the last interviews, listeners, get it. Cut the show up. Put it on X. I'll repost it. It'll get millions of views. We have got to get what you just said out. What the Army intel officer tells Trump what he must do. And we need to do it right now. And we need to realize we're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in a normal situation. We just had a devastating, as you said during a break, Point Break, mega tsunami, once-in-a-lifetime wave come in. Okay, we've got seconds, which is days in political systems, to get up on the damn surfboard right now. It's here. The crest is happening. Now is the time. Victory is here. We're not like the communists that promise some utopia and everything's going to be, you know, cupcakes and ice cream and little fairies flying around. But at least we won't have psychotics running the country. Look at Bukele in El Salvador. 2.5 years. Most dangerous country in the world, second safest. Population doing great, economy exploding, national debt, you know, gone, victory. All because you had an elite that just turned the people's power on. But they had to go out and arrest 40-something thousand gang members trained by the CIA under Clinton in California, sit there. Now they've sent those same people back to the U.S. with the Chinese and the Islamicists and all the other groups here. We should now speak to the million-plus military trained men, the 10 million military age men, and the other 10 million women and children they brought in. That was not done by mistake. So that's the enemy's ace in the hole. If they go to the Civil War scenario, what are they planning to have those groups, that Nancy Pelosi called all God's children, meaning MS-13. Because I know for a fact the globalists are using MS-13 already as hitmen around the country.
They are probably planning on using these MS-13 military-age young men who've been brought into the country to start doing guerrilla warfare operations similar to what they've done in Ukraine against the Donbass. Three men in a truck driving down a quiet road, throwing out grenades and shooting automatic weapons into churches and police stations is how you traumatize America. They're going to engage in domestic terrorism operations. They're going to try and create the havoc and the Civil War mentality to terrify people. But they're going to lose because, again, this week the American public woke up like never before. They've been adrenalized. They've suddenly become Braveheart, rushing onto the field of battle.
We gotta know with our local police and our governors, if they pull this off, we just go grab the low-level people, we get their cell phones, and we go get the big guys. Because I'm not a guy that's into totalitarianism and stuff, but when you're put in this mode of total war, which you're trying to stop, the gloves are off. And we will wipe these people out very quickly.
Every American town should have pseudo-parallel groups of veterans groups, military personnel, retired
ready
police.
Ready to mobilize behind the sheriff.
That's right. Behind the sheriff. That's the key word, Alex. They are behind the sheriff. They are his eyes and ears. They're his long-range scouts. They're his LERPs. They're his special forces. They're his Marine Recon. They're his Delta Force. They're SEALs. The veterans in this country, the retired police officers, need to go and mobilize within their churches to
be a
backstop.
I need all the veterans now to go to Antifa meetings, Black Lives Matter meetings, Democrat meetings, play along with them. Get your wife involved, folks. This is total war. We need the women. I mean, I'm not telling women they should go do some bad stuff, but the country's in that much trouble. It's time to go full gloves off, and the women need to be brought in.
Yes, women are ferocious warriors, and you are guarding, women of America, your children, your daughters, your sons, your little boys and girls from being pillaged and ruined and murdered and killed and robbed by this
fentanyl
and the tsunami of illegal immigration. All of this spells doom and enslavement and horror that makes escape from New York.
I know the left recruits women because they don't expect them to be doing stuff. We need women spying, infiltrating. And women, you don't need orders. You know what to do. Get them.
Yes, women are extraordinarily powerful. They have the ability to be charming and communicative and invisible. They are required. And sadly, we've got a generation of beta male soft men, and women are very frustrated over that. So women, rise up and apply yourselves and be the fighting force that Donald Trump needs. Again, he needs to write an op-ed letter that sets
up
the banner
plan. We'll come back next hour. Scott Bennett, our guest, will give you his website when we come back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Back then.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
You always talk about how I don't have the black support. Come on, give me a break. Come with me. Watch.
I got a lot of that. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
I don't care if he's pooped his pants.
My butt's been white.
I don't care if he can't put a sentence together.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Show me he can't do the job, and then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Yeah, Biden had a bad day, but this guy couldn't tell the truth if it split his lip.
What did Trump do? Lie!
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.